AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An Air Canada plane made a hard landing and left a runway in Nova Scotia in bad weather early today.
Early this morning, we had an Air Canada flight 624 from Toronto made a hard landing here at Halifax Stanfield and has gone off the runway. The passengers involved, we have reports of some minor injuries at this point.
Airport spokesman Peter Spurway says at least 25 people were taken to a local hospital. The airport will be closed until the aircraft, an Airbus A320, like the one that crashed in the French Alps, is removed. Authorities in Germany still don't have a motive yet for last week's plane crash that killed 150 people aboard a Germanwings jetliner in France. The co-pilot, who prosecutors say crashed his A320 into a mountainside in the French Alps, had been suffering from an illness, but prosecutors haven't said whether it was mental or physical. German media have reported that the 27-year-old co-pilot suffered from depression. Cody Christensen, an assistant professor of aviation at South Dakota State University, says the co-pilot worked hard to hide his illness from his employers.
And really up to this point, nobody caught this as a red flag. I think if this would have been a red flag, if they would have thought that this person was possibly in a depression, showed signs that they weren't capable of doing the job, somebody would have said something.
Saudi Arabia says its airstrikes into Yemen have destroyed any remaining jet fighters that country may have had and pushed Shiite rebels out of contested airspace. Kentucky beat Notre Dame last night by 2 points to advance to the Final Four. Kentucky guard Andrew Harrison hit 2 free throws with 6 seconds left to win. This is AP Radio News. The police officer in Afghanistan who shot and killed an Associated Press photographer and wounded an AP reporter last year has been sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Police Unit Commander Naki Bula, who uses only one name, started shooting without warning at AP photographer Anya Niedringhaus and reporter Kathy Gannon as they were covering the first round of the Afghan presidential election. Niedringhaus died instantly. Gannon is recovering from her injuries. 20 years in prison is the maximum sentence in Afghanistan. After learning of the ruling, Kathy Gannon said she and Anya Niedringhaus don't believe in the death penalty, and covering Afghanistan was a joy for both of them. And in her words, one crazy gunman neither defines a nation nor a people. I'm Ed Donahue.
Singapore said farewell this morning to longtime leader Lee Kuan Yew with an elaborate funeral that included a 21-gun salute and a military flyover. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.